Today's blot is Daf Mem Gimel, and we're going to begin on the fifth line. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah, Hasebu, if they sat down together, Echem Mevarach L'Kulam, one person makes the bracha on behalf of the entire group. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rav, Lashon L'Pas. When do we say Hasebu is required? By bread. Avyayin, according to Rav, Loi by Hasebu. Even if they didn't have Haseba, anyway, we learned yesterday, Taisa says Haseba is not relevant, but what Rav is saying is that wine requires a lesser level of kvius than pas. Rav Yochanan, however, Rav Yochanan says, Afila yayin v'nami by Haseba. So Rav Yochanan is saying that wine and pas are the same. And all the Rishonim point out, the Rav and Rav Yochanan's machloikis is strictly limited to wine. But regarding all other food items, they'll hold the same thing. They may hold it requires a seiba, they may hold it doesn't require a seiba. But their machlokes has nothing to do with that. Ikadamri, another version of their machlokes. Amar Rav, Loshan will pass the Mahanile seiba. The only thing that a seiba works for is for pass. Av Yayin, Lo Mahanile seiba. Even if you'll have a seiba, it wouldn't work. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afil yai nami manale seiba. Wine and seiba works, and pas a seiba works. But according to this version, all other food items, a seiba, everybody will agree, will not work. Meistei. So the Gemara asks a question from a braisa. The braisa says, Ketzet seider a seiba. How does the seiba work? Orchem nechnosim. You have guests coming in, but you have to envision it like to a catering hall. They have like a nice room, which is not the main ballroom, and people sit on benches, on chairs, at Sheikhnusu Kulam until all the guests will arrive. Havilam Main. If while sitting in this room, water is brought to the guest, Havilam Main, water was brought for them to wash their hands, and everybody washes only one hand. So we're going to learn, like Tosfos learns, that the purpose of this washing of the hand is for kavanah bracha. They're going to get wine. They're going to have to make a bari priya gofen. Before they get the wine, they're going to make this bari priya gofen with, and they make wash one hand. Kalachav ve'echa noitel yoda achas, and balem yain, and now they get the wine. Kalachav ve'echa mevarach la'atzmai. Everybody makes his own bracha. All of us seva. Now they walk into the main catering hall. The sevu, and they sit down, obal amayim, and now they get water again. Even though everybody had already washed one hand, as we said a moment ago, before they drank the wine in the outside room, now, before they start the meal, everybody has to wash their hands with the both hands for netil sudayim. And the one hand that was washed must be rewashed. Because since he didn't wash both of them, it's not considered the halach and the tilas yadayim. And when you're going to do a proper in the tilas yadayim, you have to wash both hands. Now bolem yayin. Now they're going to get the wine. Af api shokal echav echad birich la'atzmai. Even though they had made a bracha, everybody makes his own bracha. Echem evarach l'kulam. Now one person makes a bracha. One person makes a bracha for everybody.
If they got more wine.
So the first question that's obvious is what Tosfos asks. We learned in the Mishnah yesterday that if somebody gets, if they drink wine before the meal, that works for the whole meal and for after the meal. So here too, they drank meal before they came into the dining room, and they already made bracha agafen. So why did they have to make a new bracha? So Tosfos answers because they moved. And we're going to learn the halachas of shinui makom, that if somebody moves, he has to start from scratch. So since they move from the outside room into the inside room, they have to make a new bracha. We'll talk about das. We're going to learn the Gemara that they didn't have das. Lahach, ask the Gemara. Lahach lishnam rav lo shanal pas tabaya seva. According to the first version that we began today, shir, that only bread requires a seva. Avu yayin lo ba seva, kasha reisha. So the question is reisha. Why in the reisha? When they're sitting in that outside room, does everybody have to make his own bracha? Why can't one person make a bracha on behalf of them? And the Rishonim say, whenever you have the ability of one person making a bracha for a group, that's what you should do, because of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, one person making a bracha for the group. Answers the Gemara, Shani Orcha the Da Tyler Maker. Since when they're in that room, they don't, that's a very temporary situation, as we explained. They're only there until they gather to be able to walk into the main room. So that doesn't, so even though you may not require a Seba, but you have to have some sort of kvias. And here there's no kvias at all. Continues the Gemara. According to the second version of how we began the shir, that only by pass does a seba help. Even when you have a seba, wine doesn't, a seba won't help you for wine, according to Rav Kasha Sefer, because we said in the Sefer when they're sitting in the main dining room, they did a seba. And one person makes a bracha for the whole group, how could it work? Wine, we said, even a seba wouldn't help you, according to Rav's second version. Answers the Gemara. Shani Hossam, since when they're sitting in the main dining room, the Kamahanalei Sable Pass, for brass will work, and that's their main purpose of being here. Their main purpose of being here is to sit down to the banquet. Therefore, Manalei Sable Yayin, it'll work even for wine too. And that's the halacha, that if it works for one, it works for the other thing too. Continues the Mishnah. If they get wine during the meal, so there it says everybody has to make their own bracha. Ask the Gemara. Shalos b'zoyma. They ask b'neim zoyma. Neima amr. Why did Chazal say that b'olam yayim b'toicha mozoin? Even though they're sitting in a situation of a seba where one bracha ought to work, still we're paskening that kolach vech b'varach latzmoy. That everybody has to make his own bracha. Yet la'acha mozoin, after the meal, echem b'varach l'kulam. One person can make a bracha for everybody. Answers the Gemara. Omlem hoyav ein beis apli upon him. So let's first touch the words. Ein beis apli upon it means that the throat is not open. That means they're busy eating. So the simplest way of learning it is, since they're busy eating, so they don't concentrate when one person makes the bracha on behalf of the group. And in order to be yotze with a bracha, you have to concentrate, and that's not going to work when you're eating. Another pshat, which is similar to this, is that when you hear a bracha, you have to be able to answer amen. And if you're eating, you can't answer amen. The Ritva has a very nice pshat. The Ritva says, how does it work that when somebody else makes a bracha, I'm yoytzi with his bracha? It works with a concept of Shemei Ka'ina. When I hear somebody making the bracha, it's as if I made the bracha myself. What does Shemei Ka'ina say? That I said it. But if I'm eating, I couldn't have made a bracha. My mouth is full of food. So you want me to be relying on Shemei Ka'ina, you can't say Shemei Ka'ina where I couldn't have been an Aina because I'm busy eating. Not a question is, how come, the first question is the Tzlach's question. The Tzlach asks, how come at the end of the meal, we learned in the Mishnah, that they can, one person can make a bracha for all of them. They're still eating, they're eating dessert. They may not be eating the main meal, but eating the dessert. So the Tzlach says, since they're not really eating that much, it's only they're eating small food, they're only eating dessert, so there's no problem basically conning. Tosfos says here, very interesting halacha. Tosfos says, this is where the nusach that we say Savri comes from. Before we say Bari Priya Gafen, we say Savri. What does Savri tell us? Savri means pay attention. Stop doing whatever else you may be doing and pay attention to the bracha I'm going to make, the Bari Priya Gafen that I'm making. And that's why the Rishonim and the Paiskim will say, when is Savri supposed to be said? When you're sitting around the table and people may be busy with other things, so you say Savri, pay attention. But let's say you have a chosen kala under a chuppah, and the Masada Kedushin is going to make a Bari Priya Gafen. You don't have to say Savri, because the chosen kala aren't doing anything else anyway. Now, the Tosfos here also asks the question. By Havdalah, by Kiddush, we're all sitting around by a table, and that we said as a Seba. How does one person make Havdalah on behalf of a group? Where's that Seba by Havdalah? So Tosfos says, so the first Taras Tosfos says, since we're all gathered together to Havdalah, and the way we've been learning, the point of a Seba is to make a Kvias, so us standing together as a group, that makes a Kvias. That's Tosfos' second Taras, first Taras. His second Taras is that you should sit for Havdalah. That by everybody sitting around the table for Havdalah, that makes a Kvias, and that's why one person can be made to the group. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down this teretz that you should sit for Havdalah, but the Ramah says our minig is not to sit by Havdalah. The interesting thing is, you look in the Bir HaGra on Shulchan Aruch says you should sit by Havdalah. There's a story that they once saw Rav Chaim Volozhin making Havdalah, and he was standing, like most people do. And they asked him, the Bir HaGra says like Tosfos' second teretz, he says, you might have seen the Bir HaGra, but I saw the Gra. And the Gra and the grass stood. So since the grass stood, I stand. Continues the Gemara.
Right.
In the same position. We said that the person who benches, the one that leads the Brichas Mazon, he's also the one that used to, we're going to talk a lot about this, they used to bring incense at the end of the meal. He's the one that should make the brach on the incense. Now, if he's the most chashuv person at the table, it's obvious that he should make the bracha. Mechlal, if we're saying that he should be the one to make the bracha, it's obvious. Dik adif minei. There's somebody more chashuv than him, and yet we're saying he should make the bracha. Ask the Gemara for Mai. Why, if he's not the most chashuv person, is he making the bracha? Answers the Gemara, Hoyl, for who not the yodot chil b'chroinim. Since he was the one that washed my mechroinim first, and the person that washes my mechroinim first is the person that's going to lead benching, and now we're saying if he's the person that leads benching, he should also be the one to make the bracha on the migmar. Which is Messiah Rav, Dharma Chi Barashi Amarav, Hanoitel Yodot chil b'chroinim, the first one to wash my mechroinim, who Muslim lebracha, he's the one that should lead the benching. And that's the Aloch L'maisa. The person who is going to say the Zimun is the person that should wash my mechroinim first. But when is that Aloch said? When you have five people or less benching together. If there's a larger group of people benching, then you don't have the person leading the benching wash my mechroinim first. You let other people wash first. And then when you get to five people left to wash, then he should be the first of the last five. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I guess that shows that he's going to be the leading it. Rav Rav Chiyah v'yasekamei du Rabbi. Rav Rav Chiyah was seen by Rabbi, besedos by meal. Amalei Rabbi l'Rav. So Rabbi told Rav, kum nashi yotcha, go wash your hands. Chazi d'ave mercy. So he saw the Rav got nervous. Because what did Rav think? The Rav thought that what Rabbi was telling him, your hands are dirty. So he was saying, oh, it's terrible. Talmud Chacham's not going to look that way. Amalei Rav Chiyah b'pechsi. B'pechsi means a noble person. What I meant to tell you was, you're going to be the person to lead benching, and I'm telling you, start preparing to lead the benching. So we're going to start talking now about bracha on besamim, on smell. When do you make a bracha on something that you're going to smell? So the way it worked with Mugma is incense. They put a fire under it. It's Mishal Tal Tumrasai. From when the smoke begins to rise. Amalei Reb Zeila Rav Bar Yimya. V'lo Ka'orach. He isn't smelling anything. It's just the smoke coming up. Amalei L'tameich. According to you. Hamotzi Lachman Aretz Mevarach. Before we eat bread, we make a Motzi Lachman Aretz. V'lo Ochel. You didn't eat anything when you make the bracha. El Datel Meichel. Why do you make the bracha? Because you intend to eat. Hachanami Datel Aruchi. So even though you didn't actually smell anything yet, you already make the bracha. Amar Rav Chiya b'Rei d'Abba v'Nachmeini, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rav, v'Amalei Amar Rav Chisda Amar Ziri, kol ha-mugmorois, on all incense, the bracha is, v'varach ha-malein b'arich atzei b'samim. The bracha you make is b'arich atzei b'samim. Why? Because you have a wood. Because what do you have? You have some sort of a wood that's burning. So you're making a wood, the bracha is atzei b'samim. Chutz ma-mosk. Mosk is excretion of a glands from an animal that is turned into a that has a very nice fragrance. That isn't a wood. That shemhu, it's only an oil, and there you make on it bari minei psamim. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Ein mevarchim barach atzi psamim, you do not make the nusach of atzi psamim, el al fastman shabais rabbi. Only on the fastman that was in Rebbe's yeshiva, val fastman shabai keser, val hadash b'kam mokin. That the only time you make a atzi psamim is either on a hadassim or on a fastman. Tiyufta. So it's a tiyufta, because we said that on all wood items you make an atzi psamim. And here the Gemara is limiting that to a fastman and hadassim. So Tosfos quotes the Baal Hilchos Gedolos that doesn't say tiyufta, and Tosfos actually says that any wood you make an atzi b'samim, not limited to farsamim and hadassim. And that's takad halacha, you could make an atzi b'samim. There is a shaila in the Rishonim, what is called atzi b'samim? Is atzi b'samim have the same definition of eitz that we use for bari pri eitz, that it has to be a tree or a wood that stays from year to year, or has a different definition? So certainly, if you have a wood, or you have an atzei besamim that's from a tree that goes from year to year, you can make an atzei besamim. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is our minig, you could always make a minig besamim, and you won't go wrong if you make a minig besamim. Taisa says a very interesting thing. Taisa says, we learned the Mishnah the other day, that on all items you make a shakal niyah b'dvaroi, you yaitza. So Taisa asks, what's going to be halacha if you make a shakal niyah b'dvaroi and besamim? So Taisa says, the first sheet in Taisa says it's okay, because the Mishnah says alcohol and everything. The second sheet in Taisa says no, that on besamim a shakal is never appropriate, you should make a bari mina besamim. That's what we paskin, that if you don't know what to make, make a bari mina besamim, don't make a shakal. However, if somebody made a mistake and he made a shakal on besamim, he shouldn't make another bracha. The one question that's left, many questions left, but the one issue is, what about perfume? That's the most prevalent thing that gives a fragrance. Do you make a bracha on perfume? So the Paiskim can say you don't make a bracha on anything that's man-made. And since perfume is not a natural fragrance, it's a man-made fragrance, even though they may start off with fragrances, but it's the person that combines them and compounds it, you don't make a bracha on such a fragrance. Amlei Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak. Hai mishchud afarasman. Oil of afarasman. My mevachanalei, what bracha is made on it? Amlei hacham Rav Yehuda, bairei shemen atzeinu. Because a fastment is prevalent in Eretz Yisrael, so we mention Bar Shemen Atzeinu, the creation of Shemen from our land. Amalei Baminad Rabbi Yehuda, don't bring me a proof from what Rabbi Yehuda said. The Chaviv Alei Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda had a specific love for Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he always tried to mention it. L'kul Almamai, but everybody else, what bracha do they make? Amalei Hacham Rabbi Yochanan, Bar Shemen Ariv. We bless Hashem, we made pleasant smelling oils. Amar Rav Achbar Hava, Hai Kisharta. Kesharet is kosht. When you say the Ketoris, one of the Ketoris is kosht. Mevarchim lai bari atzib samim. The bracha that you're making on it is bari atzib samim. Ava mishchei kvisha, that means if you extract the oil of a kosht tree, loy, then you don't make an atzib samim. Rav Kahana ama afilog mishchei kvisha. Even if you extract that oil, you still make the atzib samim. Ava mishchei tchina, which means if you'll grind up kosht and you'll put it into oil, he says that already you all make atzib samim. And adoy amri, I feel mishka tchina, even if you grind up kosh to put into oil, you still can make an atzib samim. Amr av gidla marav. Hai simlik. Simlik is jasmine. Mevarchan lai bar atzib samim. The brach is atzib samim. Amr av chanan amr av rav. Hani chalfi diyama. It's another type of samim. Mevarchan lai bar atzib samim. Now, what makes this interesting? Because chilfa diyama doesn't look like a tree. It looks like stalks. And the question is, do stalks have a din of eitz? And when he's saying that you make an atzib besamim on chilfa diyama, he's essentially saying that a stalk has a din like an eitz. So micro, where do we see in a pasuk that a stalk is considered an eitz? Because it says, v'hi halosim agaga, when Rachav hid the Pinchas, and when they came to high, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, the titmanim, she hid them the pishteo eitz. She hid them in flax. Now, flax is not a tree, it's a stalk. And yet it's called an eitz. So you see, a stalk is called an eitz. Hai natkam duganinisa. Chavtzelas asharon. Mevarach lain barach atzib samim. Why? Because those trees last. The dabra, but the ones that grow wild in the midbar, in the desert, you make a bari atzib samim because it's a grass that withers away. Amrev Sheshes, Hani Sigli. Sigli is violets. Mevarchan lai barach atzib besamim. Amma Zutra, Hai man de marach besroigo bechavusha. If somebody smells an esrig or a quince, Ayim a barach shenosin reich toib beperis. He makes a bracha shenosin reich toib beperis. So Taisu says, when do you make that bracha? Dafka, if you're a person that you're smelling the esrig, you want to smell it. But let's say you want to eat it as a fruit, and just happen to be that when you pick it up to eat, you get a nice fragrance, you don't make a bracha. Om Rav Yehuda. Hai man, demnafik b'yayin nisim. Very relevant Gemara. Somebody goes out during the days of nisim. V'chazi ilani de kumalavuli. He sees trees that are blossoming. Omer, he has to say bracha. What's the bracha he says? Baruch shalai chesib alam eklum. We bless Hashem that nothing is missing in the world. Or baruch by b'riyas taivis. He created wonderful creations. Vilanus Tavis, wonderful trees. Lisnos ben bnei Adam. Rashi says you don't say Lisnos ben, you say Lahanus ben bnei Adam, the people should enjoy. And that's the halacha. The halacha is, in Nisan you make this bracha. So the first thing is, the bracha, the Gemara says, Haiman the Nafik b'yom Nisan, you go out. Why does it say you go out? Because what will happen is somebody will cut off a branch of a tree and bring it into your house, it has the blossoms on it. Do you make the bracha? So the person can say you don't make the bracha. You have to go out to the tree. You can't bring the tree to you. Now the question is, do you have to dafka make it in Yom Nisan? The question is particularly relevant this year when Nisan is late and the blossoms already came out earlier. So the person can also say you don't have to wait for Nisan. Usually in Nisan is the time that it blossoms. But last week, if it was other still and the trees were blossoming, you can make the bracha. And the other way too. Yeah. Let's say it's when Nisan comes out earlier and there's no blossoms, so you can make the bracha in Iyar. The halacha is you can keep on making the bracha until the blossoms are there. Once the fruit, however, is completely grown and the blossoms fall off, you can't make the bracha. Now the question is, what happens if you live in a country where the seasons are not the same as by us? You live in South America or Australia, where now it's the beginning of the fall, not the beginning of the spring. So the halacha is that you go with every country according to the country. You go with the blossoms, not with Nisan. And that's why that's the psak of the Har Tzvi, and that's why the Har Tzvi says that this bracha is not considered a mitzvah seishes man grama. Because if it would dafka be that you only can make it in a certain season, so it would be a mitzvah seishes man grama. Since it doesn't depend on the time, it depends on the tree, and if you have a tree that blossoms in another time, the bracha is then, so you could make so it's not considered a mitzvah seishes man grama. And one more thing, you should always make it on a fruit tree. Continue the Gemara. Amar Azut Ratov Yom Rav. How do you know that you make a bracha on a fragrance? Shnema kol neshama tal kol. Our entire soul praises you. Eiz adavish neshama nenes menu. What item does the soul enjoy? Ben aguf nenem menu. Havayma zareich. It's a fragrance. So the tzlach asks, why shouldn't you have to make a bracha on a smell? We learned from the Gemara that you're not allowed to have a nor from this world without a bracha. So the tzlach says, because we said, why are you not allowed to have anof in this world without making a bracha? Because ki'ilu mal. It's like you used hegdish without permission. Now the halacha is you're allowed to smell hegdish without permission. So since you're allowed to smell hegdish without permission, there's no problem of mi'ilah. So you had to come to a new pasuk. The Shoshyanka says a very interesting teretz. He says, what's going to be the halacha? He says, l'halacha. He says, what's going to be the halacha if you have somebody who doesn't have a sense of smell? He has a cold, a terrible cold, and he lost the sense of smell. Does he make a bari minhag b'samim or not? He says, you do. Because it doesn't depend on you, it depends on your neshama. See, even if you don't smell it, but your neshama smells it, then you should still make the bracha.
It's like
you two local. Right. The Shosh Yankov says that. Amar Rav, Sidon Bechur Yisrael, in Mitzshem by Mashiach, the young boys of Klai Yisrael, Shiyitnu Reich Toiv Klevanon, they will emit a wonderful smell like the Elvonim forest. Shnema Yechu Yon Kaisov, his young saplings will go. Vihi Kazayis Haidai to Reich like Elvonim. Vamar Zutra Tovya Amarav. Maidik Siv. As a call also Yofa Beitai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made everything proper, nicely in its right time. Melamed. What does this pasuk teaches us? Shekol Echad Vechad Yipalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imnos Befonav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made that everybody should enjoy and appreciate what he does. And the Mefarshim explained very simply, if everybody only liked one profession, so everybody would do that, and the world would be missing all the other required professions. So that's why Hashem made that this one likes to be a rabbi, and this one likes to be an accountant, this one likes to be a royal. Amra Papa, Hanadamri Inshi, Kale Karle Dovracher, if you'll hang a squash, a nice vegetable, around a hog, read it to David, he'll make it dirty. Why? Because they like dirt. So everybody likes what they like. Amra Zutra Batovia, Amra Rav. Avuka Kishnaim, a torch has a din like two people. We'll explain in a minute why four. For Yireach and the moon has a din kishloish like three people. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Ivoilu, when we say Avuka Kishnaim, is the had of the day that he and Avuka, he and the torch, is considered two people. Adam Avuka Kishnaim levam the day. So it means he and Avuka will be three people. Answer the Gemara. I'll tell you what it means. Toshma. The same Brisa teaches us that the moon is considered like three. Iam b'shlom b'hadid the day that the moon with you is considered three people. Shaper. I understand what we're learning. Eli Amrit Labam Diday, that the moon is considered three besides you, so it means you have three plus you, it's four, Lomeli. Why do I ever need four people? Because what's the point of being considered like two or three? Vamamar, Lechot, if somebody walks alone at night, Nira, he sees the Shadim, the demons, Umazik, and they do damage to him. Lishnaim, to two people, Nira, he sees them, Vainamazik, but they can't do anything to him. Lishloish, to three people, Ein Nira Kalika. So if two, if Davuk is already considered like three, because Davuk is two and I'm the third, so what do I need the moon? The moon, we're saying, is better. The moon isn't better than Davuk. You don't need moon of three. El av shmam navuk kishnayim ba'adi d'day. So Davuk, somebody with a torch is one plus one, it's two. So it'll be nearer of ein amazik. And shmam, you know, when you'll have the moon, it's like three, and you have nothing to worry about. That's why we say in the nusach of Kiddush Levana, people aleim amos v'fachat. We say that the fear should go on them. Why? Because since we have the moon, so the moon is considered like three. When we have three, we have nothing to worry about. So tipla aleichem masal fachet. And that's also part, the reason why during Kiddush Levana we say Shalom Aleichem. Why? Because the halacha is that if you see a person at night in the street, you're not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to them, because we just said it may be a shade. But if you're in the moonlight, we just said you don't have to worry, that's a shade. So that's why you could say Shalom Aleichem to anybody standing around you. Continues the Gemara. V'am Rav Zutra Batov Yom Rav. V'am Rav Chana Babizna Om Rav Shim Chassidu. V'am Rav Yochum Shim Rav Shim Ben Yichoy. Noich Loi L'Odom Shiyap L'Atzim Loi Toch Kiv Shanesh. It's better a person should jump into a hot fire, to furnace, V'yavim Pnei Chavei B'Rabim, rather than embarrass somebody. Menolim, from where do we know this? Mitama. Why was the story about Tamar? Tamar was Yehuda's daughter-in-law, and two of her husbands had passed away, Er and Oyn, and she was supposed to get her next brother-in-law Shela in Yibam. Yehuda was concerned about marrying off another son to this woman, that son will also pass away, so he didn't give her as a son. Then Tamar met Yehuda, lived with Yehuda, which he didn't know that was Tamar. And she took from him as security his ring and his stick. Then she got pregnant, and they were taking her to be burnt in a tanneresh. Rather than say explicitly that Yehuda was the father and embarrass him by saying it, she was prepared to be taken to the fire until Yehuda recognized what happened and he said it. So I saw a very interesting Shiloh. So first of all, if this is true, the Rishayim ask, so we know that Gimel Averis Chamurus, the three Averis that a person has to be Yehar Gval Yava, Avedazar, Gimel Arayis, Gil Arayis, Meshich Stamim. Now we have a fourth. So Tosfos says, Masechet Sanhedrin, the reason it's not mentioned is because Gil Arayis, Meshich Stamim, and Avedazar is mentioned in the Pasuk. Ma'am Pnei Chaver B'Rabim is not mentioned in any Pasuk. That's one Teretz. Another Teretz is that embarrassing is like killing, because what happens when you embarrass somebody, his face turns red and then it turns back to his original color, so that means he loses the blood, so it's like Shvich Stamim. The Miri says that the Gemara should not be taken literally. It's only telling us what a person should behave, how a person should be careful not to embarrass anyone, but of course he doesn't have to give up his life. So I saw Rav Yoshev asks the Shaila. I don't have an answer. We learned the Gemara in Daf Yotes that if we see somebody wearing kloyim in the street, even in the middle of the street, you should take it off him. Now, taking off somebody's clothing in the middle of the street is being malbim pnei chaver b'rabim. We just learned the malbim pnei chaver b'rabim is like killing him. Now, you wouldn't be allowed to kill a person because he's wearing klayim, so why are you allowed to embarrass him when he's wearing klayim? Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hevilam shemen v'hadas. If somebody has a shemen to make a bracha on, bar minib samim v'hadasim. First make a bracha on the shemen and then on dasam. They still say no, because adas is an atzi b'samim, it's a more explicit bracha. V'achkach mevarach al shemen. Omer Rav Gamliel, ani achriya. I will decide. Shem zechina l'reicha, v'zechina l'zekasai. From shemen you have two uses. You have the good fragrance, and you also use it for anointing. Hadas l'reicha zechina, you have it for a nice smell. However, we don't use it for shmearing, so that's why shemen is preferable to hadasim, and you make the bracha on shemen. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is like the machriya, shemen first. Says the Gemara, Papa Ikla Lebe Rafuna Berei Ravika. Aislef Tamai Shem Vadas. He came to Rafuna Berei Ravika's house, and they brought him Shem Vadas. Shokur Papa went, Berech Hadas Bereisha. Made the brach on the Hadasim first. For Hadar Baruch Hashem, and then he made the brach on Shemin. Don't you agree that we said that looks like the machriya, that you should make the bracha on the shemen first? Rava said that looks beisilul, that you make the bracha on the hadasim first. But the Gemara says it's not true. He only said it to be able to give an excuse. So all the mefarshim ask, now let's say something that's not true just to give an excuse. So the Pnei Yeshua says Teres like this. We have here a machlokes by Silim by Shammai. Reb Gamliel is called the Machriya. What does Machriya mean? The decider. So throughout Shas, who is called the Machriya? A Machriya is somebody who makes a compromise. You have two Shitas, and you have a Machriya, which is a little of both. Reb Gamliel is not a Machriya here. He's just picking by Shammai. That's not called a Machriya. So he heard from Rava that all over, we paskin like Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai. He didn't hear it in this specific case, but he knew from the rest of Shas, and we learned the Gemara, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel is Eina Mishnah. So he says, since all you're doing is just choosing Beis Shammai, and I know from Rava that we always paskin like Beis Hillel, so even though here he didn't hear it explicitly, he wasn't saying anything untrue by saying that Rava paskin is like Beis Hillel. Tarabon, Hivil Efeim Shem V'yayin. If they have wine and oil, what bracha do you make first? Take the oil into your right hand, and whatever you hold in your right hand, that's what you make the bracha on, unless you're a lefty, and then you take it into your left hand. So and make the bracha on the shemen first, and then put the yain into your right hand and make the bracha. First do the right hand with the wine, because first you're going to make a bracha on the wine. That's the shem b'smoiloi. And mevarach layayin, the chayz mevarach al shem. First on the wine and then on the oil. Now you have leftover oil on your fingers. V'tach b'rosh shemesh, smear it on the forehead of the shamish. B'mshamish tamid chacham. If the shamish is tamid chacham, as we're going to learn soon, the tamid chacham shouldn't walk out with perfume. Tach b'kaisel, he should wipe it off on the wall. It's an embarrassment to tamid chacham. Lots is l'shukishum avosim, to go into the street smelling of perfume. Says the Gemara, Tanabonin, Shish Dvarim Gnaiwa Tamid Chacham. There's six things that are an embarrassment to Tamid Chacham. Ayetik Shum Vushim Musuk. The Gemara is going to mention them and then the Gemara is going to explain them. Don't walk out to the street when he has perfume. Vayetzi Yechid Velayla, he shouldn't walk out alone at night. Vayetzi Benoim Amitloim, he shouldn't walk out with shoes that have patches on them, that are patched up. Vayesapra Mish Beshuk, he shouldn't speak to a woman in the street. Vayetzi Bechabur Shal Amiarot, he shouldn't sit in a group of Ami Oretz, he shouldn't be the last one to come to yeshiva. You see a guy, he shouldn't take big steps. And he shouldn't walk standing very upright. Explains the Gemara. He shouldn't walk into the street wearing perfume. In the places where there's a accusation of people are homosexual, and the homosexuals used to put on a lot of perfume, so people shouldn't accuse him of being a homosexual. When is it prohibited to put on the perfume? If he's putting it on his clothing. If he puts it on his body, all he's doing is just to remove perspiration, and that's why it's prohibited. It's permitted. Amra Papa, Vesaroi Kibigdei Dami. His hair has the same halach as his begodim, and just like on his clothing, you can't put on perfume, you shouldn't put on his hair. Vamulei, and others say, Kigufa Dami, that the hair has halach like the body, and you may put on the hair. Vayetzi Yechid Balayla, he shouldn't walk out alone by night, because people accuse him that he's going to an inappropriate place. Continues the Gemara v'Leimaran Ad La Kvila Yidnei. It's only if he doesn't have a shear that he knows every night. People know that he goes to the shear. Avil Kvila Yidnei. But if he has a shear or a specific thing that he does every night at a specific time, maybe he did it in the kozel. People know that he's going to hear a shear. V'Yetzi V'Menoyim Atuloyim. He shouldn't walk out with patched up shoes. Masayla Reb Chibar Abba. This is support for what Reb Chibar Abba said. Domer Reb Chibar Abba, Gnayu lo Tamid Chacham, Shiyetz ben Noyim et Loim. It's an embarrassment that Tamid Chacham should walk out with patched up shoes. asked the Gemara, Eini, it's not so. Rav Chiver Abba Nofik, Rav Chiver Abba did go out with patched up shoes. Answers the Gemara, Amar Amazut, Rav Nachman, Betaloy Agaba Taloy. There was one patch on top of another patch. That's particularly embarrassing. But one patch alone is not that bad. Veloy Amaran, El Bepinsa. When is a patch an embarrassment? On the top of the shoe. Abba Begilda on the sole, less lumbar, it's not a problem. Or Pants Loy Amaran, and even on the top of the shoe is patches a problem. When he's walking in the street. Walking in the street with such shoes, a Talmud Chacham, is an embarrassment. Avo Bebeisa, at home, less lumbar. It's not in your house, you want to be comfortable. Furthermore, only in the summer. So a person, the weather is nice, so why are you walking out with such shoes? Avo Bebeisa, Gishamim, in the rain, less lumbar. It's not a problem, because people are saying you put on torn shoes because you didn't want to ruin your good shoes. But Yasap Misha Bashuk, a person shouldn't spend time talking to women in the street, even if it's his wife. Why? Because Tanya Nami Hachi, Afila Ishtoi, even with his wife, Afila Ibita, even with his daughter, Afila Chaisa, even with his sister. Why? Because not everybody knows that she's related to you. So if they see you talking to this woman in the street, they don't know it's your wife, they may think it's a strange woman. Why are you talking to your wife? Why are you talking to strange women in the street? There's always somebody that may not know. Not everybody knows it's your wife. Vayetze b'chabur shal Am Yaretz. He shouldn't split in a group of Am Yaretz. My Tama, dima silim shuch b'Israel. You are who you keep company with. So if you keep company with Amoratzim, you're going to start possibly behaving like them. Vayach kanes achron el b'smerish. Don't be the last one to come to b'smerish. Mishum dekar le p'sheya. Because you call the p'sheya. So Rashi says, what's p'sheya? Misatzel. A lazy person is called a pesheya. V'yesh aymrim, af lo yubsiya psiya gasa. He shouldn't take big steps. Damamar, psiya gasa, where they tell us, echad mitof mar enov shal adam. Taking big steps takes away a 500th of somebody's vision. Maitakante, what is his, how do you get back the vision if you take big steps? V'dura b'dekdush t'vei shimsha. So Rashi says, "Well, the kedusha beishimsa, drinking from the kiddush wine Friday night." Others say that it's not talking about drinking; it's talking about dabbing it on your eyes. And others say it's not dabbing it on your eyes from the kiddush at home; it's from the kiddush that's made in shul. So there's two things. It says by Lavan that when Lavan saw Yaakov, the yoretz Lavan. So Rashi says, "Lamarotz, v'marotz. What did he learn?" So he says, Ain of a moment. Love and ran. What happened by running? So Agmar says, if you run, you lose your vision. Ain of Nosn a moment. Love and was the kind of person that he was ready to give up his eyesight for moment. There's a very beautiful verse from the Imre Emes also. The Imre Emes says that when Yosef's brothers, after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, he told his brothers, Al tergezu b'darach. One of the pshatim is atafsiu psiu gasa. Don't take big steps. Big step, the Mefarshim says, anywhere between an am and a half and 2 ams. Mefarshim ask, why did Yosef have to tell it then? And Yaakov was also Talmud Chacham. Yaakov also knew that halacha. So why didn't Yaakov tell him don't take big steps? Why only Yosef? So the Rambam says, very beautiful. We know that for the 22 years that Yosef wasn't with his brothers, the brothers didn't drink wine. So as long as Yosef's brothers weren't drinking wine, they were very careful not to take big steps. Because they knew if they take a big step and they lose their vision, they'll have no way of getting their vision back. Mash Enkin, after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, and now they started drinking wine again. So they'll feel comfortable in taking big steps. Because they'll say, we'll take a big step, but we'll drink wine. That's why I told them, even so, don't take big steps and don't lose your vision. Vayihal becomes a kufa. A person shouldn't stand very, walk very upright. Even a person walks for 4 amos very upright. He's pushing the shechina from its place. Hashem's shechina is all over. And if you stand upright, you're pushing Hashem out of his place where he's supposed to be.